The squeaky second floor. What's that squeaking? Asked Stevie. To reply, Lynn just led the boys past several bedrooms to a door at the end of the hallway, which opened to a most unusual sight. The floor of a massive factory, covered in whirling and chugging and spewing machines. It must have been four stories tall. Everywhere they looked, conveyor belts moved parts to workstations where robots constructed the most unbelievably amazing toys. Everything you could imagine, action figures and dolls, as if there's a difference, board games, scooters, magic tricks, everything you've ever seen and many things you've never. In the center of the factory, every 30 seconds or so, an enormous pink rubber mallet would slam down on the squeaky toys and test their squeakification rating. Extraliciously squeaky, said the current test. At the very end of the belt, a large squirting machine, like a giant cake icer, dropped a single massive gob of clear gel onto each toy before it made its way off the belt. Following the boy's wide-eyed stare, Lynn said simply, "Magic gel." The boys had only time to exchange brief uncertain glances before jogging to catch up with Lynn back in the hallway to see the various bedrooms and one bathroom. It wasn't until later that evening that it hit Leroy. The factory was bigger than the entire house. Hidden behind a small panel, a chute in the wall led all the way to the basement, from which came the strangest of sounds. Lynn gave them another look and said, "Off limits." Most alarming was the alligator in the bathtub, who snapped at them when they looked at it. "Oh, don't worry about her. She's Alice," said Lynn, catching up to the boys on the stairway after they had torn down the hallway.